IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before, through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint,
a critique of movies with religious themes on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program, Viewpoint on IRIB English Radio, with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting, and Brother Hussein and Sayyid Abdullah joining us here in the studio. Sayyid Abdullah, assalamu alaikum, welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And Brother Hussein, assalamu alaikum to you too, and welcome to the program again.
Wa alaikum assalam, I'm glad to be here.
You're welcome. In this series of programs, Viewpoint, or the Movie Critique Program, we are mainly focusing on the religious concepts rather than the artistic features typical of so-called critical programs about arts and artistic characteristics of the movies. So our main purpose is to address those features and themes which are related about religion and God and whatsoever that goes with that territory. Last time, we started criticizing the movie Infinite. It's a very new movie, 2021. It's an American science fiction movie directed by Antoine Fuqua. Let's take a listen to a part of this movie, and we'll be back with more critique.
Did you ever have a dream so real? Felt like a memory? You ever catch yourself in the mirror, and it's a surprise? Like you expected to see someone else's face staring back at you. All these people, all going somewhere, all doing something. But what does it all add up to? Maybe if I knew the answer, all the little things might click together. They might make sense.
You just listened to a part of the movie Infinite, the new American science fiction movie directed by Antoine Fuqua. Brother Hussein, in this movie, or in this part of the movie, when they're talking about so much confusion in life, especially, like when there is confusion you feel about dreams, as an example, all right? That feel like memories sometimes. Sometimes they look like real, genuine memories, as being reflected in movies at the beginning, right? Or in the beginning parts. Also, you have other stuff which seem very much real, and sometimes it encourages you to think that, well, reincarnation is a genuine or a valid concept. Don't you think so?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You're asking if reincarnation is a valid concept?
Yeah, according to the movie and the type of like series of, let's say,
events
that try to show you and then try to, let's say, prove the point.
Yeah, like hint at the fact viewers. That, I mean, obviously, it gives you the idea that, you know, maybe reincarnation is real. But, you know, we have various sources that deny this idea. I mean, if you're a Muslim, for example, you have... The Quran says that there's no such thing as reincarnation.
Yes.
There's a hereafter, there's resurrection, there's a paradise.
Yes.
But, you know, obviously it's sometimes one entertains this thought. And, you know, especially in moments where you have like a deja vu.
Yes,
you
exactly.
Think, like, what? Am I reincarnated? Was I? And, you know, that's a very major theme in the movie.
Okay. Sayyid Abdullah, what is the purpose of life? On the surface... Like, nihilism, even one of the divisions stated in this movie, seems very much right, you know? But with the belief in all that clicks, like all of these dots which are missing in our lives, like memories and stuff, like even deja vu that Brother Hossein was talking about.
Yeah.
You know, they seem that all clicks. If you just put in the concept of reincarnation, does it make it valid?
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You asked me a question, what's the purpose of life? And this is a question that everyone wants an answer to. In our previous review of Interview with God, he said the purpose of life is to live, struggle, and to worship God. That's the purpose of life. So the idea was, I mean, the guy, the only reason he wanted to eliminate life because he saw no purpose, because he was going through pain.
Yes.
Right. As a human beings, we don't want pain. We want comfort. And so we miss the point of life itself. Life is not meant to be a comfortable place. We weren't meant to be people just to come here, relax, and live like kings. Mm-hmm. Think of it as a travel.
Yes.
If you travel from one place to another, during your travel, there are times where you're going to get a rest. You sit and you take a break and stuff. But most of the times, you're going from a plane to a train to a car, and there's like tiredness and stuff happens. So that's what a trip is, right? That's what traveling is. This world is meant to be like this. It was based on suffering to be, if we can be more technical, it was based on suffering to see how would you cope, how would you do.
Mm-hmm.
So some people, their initial response to that, like to pain, is let me eliminate it completely. Either for me, I kill myself, or I eliminate it for the entire universe, because this guy, he was keep going backwards and forwards in life, and he didn't want that to continue. So he wanted to, you know, eliminate life. But I'm saying, you know, he had that gun that could absorb your memories and stuff like that, and locks it, and you will not be reborn. I'm like, just use that against yourself and you'll be comfortable. Why do you have to kill the entire humanity with you? So that was like a loophole in the plot itself of the movie.
Yes.
So like I said, this concept is what drives people crazy. And then they start to question, what is the purpose of life?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if it's meant to be suffering, so be it. It's just how you see it. Well, I mean, sometimes you see it.
The movie doesn't answer that question, though.
No, it doesn't answer that question at all. I mean, but the guy,
I mean, even if as valid or sound the idea, the concept, or the notion of reincarnation may sound, it can't prove anything, and it can't add anything to the basket.
No, so the idea of reincarnation actually makes you question life or the purpose of life, because you're being reincarnated over and over and over.
Yes.
So you say to yourself, what is the purpose?
Yes.
So reincarnation does not solve the problem, but it actually adds more to the problem,
exactly.
Adds more fuel to the fire.
Yes.
Because I keep coming back for no reason.
Yes.
If anything, it's just more painful because I am reliving everything.
Yes,
again.
We'll talk about this more, like the idea of reincarnation, the validity or invalidity, basically. But before me asking you more questions, stay with us and let's take a listen to a part of this movie, Infinite, a 2021 movie.
Are there things you just know how to do? Like no one's ever showed you. Somehow each step in the process makes sense. Like you're remembering it, not learning it.
You just listened to a part of the movie Infinite. This is a new American science fiction movie. In this program, Viewpoint on RIB English Radio. Brother Hossein, knowing things or how to do them without even learning them before, all right? It's something which has been portrayed in this movie, like forging a sword, like the Mark Wahlberg. The major character in this movie forges a sword out of nowhere, like it hasn't learned anything about it or swords. This modern technological world, nobody's has anything to do with the sword, right? Even if
it was a special delivery, I don't think he does that regularly.
Yes, but the thing is, like Such things are supposed to, like the deja vu experience you talked about, that everybody's like familiar with it. Like, I'm sure you and me or the audience might have some kind of experience about deja vu. Like, you've been to some places and you sort of think that you've been there before, but you have forgotten it, or you have done it in the past lives according to the movie, like reincarnation, this
We're
concept.
Only human.
Yes. Are such phenomena, such as deja vu, or this one that I just talked about, knowing things without even learning them before, true or for real?
You know, I guess the real implication of what's portrayed in the movie as, you know, being reincarnated or whatever, I feel like for us it's just kind of like, you know, discovering a talent. You know, we feel, maybe we feel like we've done it before. That's why it's so easy for us. But, you know, it's nothing more than a talent. We're not reincarnated, not necessarily.
Yes.
We just, you know, have a good hand in whatever, you know, we're good at, I guess.
Yes.
Some people are good at, you know, sports. Some people are good at, you know, literature. I don't know.
I see. Any comments on this, Sayyid Abdullah?
The thing is, when we learn things, I mean, we can, with ourselves, this is something we, everyone can relate to. For example, when you learn a language or when you learn something new, in the back of your mind, you feel like it's always been there. So you didn't actually learn it. You kind of discovered it, right? It was already there. So it gives you the impression that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you all there is to know. It's just a matter of you trying to do what? Going through the process of unrevealing it from your head. For example, if I say to you, what's your name? Say to me, okay, my name is Fulan. And this name, if you think of it, it's eternal. You feel that it always existed. It wasn't like a time where it never existed and then it came to be.
Yes.
So with information as well, we never know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he could have given us all there is to know. But it's just we don't find it. But when we find it, we feel that it's always been there. So sometimes, I don't know, I mean, I've read this a theory in one of the researches that says even through DNA, you can inherit information that wasn't even yours, or memories that's not even yours. So it's possible that one day you wake up and you say, you know what, I've seen something, I could swear it was like in, for example, World War II. Because we have a lot of people, if you go on YouTube, they acclaim that they've seen things that have, you know, like years ago. Like,
YouTube is a crazy place.
Yeah, no, but that...
Just
that,
for reference.
No, yeah, exactly. But the idea is that we have a lot of people that acclaim they've been reincarnated based on the fact that they had previous memories. Because you have previous memories, because you remember things, doesn't mean that you're actually reincarnated. No.
Yes.
It could be the information already there. It's just a matter of just coming to the other side.
Brother Hussein, adding to that, what Sayyid Abdullah said, you know, don't you think there is a kind of comparison between such movies trying to, let's say, defend the idea of reincarnation, and also a couple of movies that a while back we criticized about cloning? Like, even if the, you know, the person, the cloned new person seems to have with him or carries with him some types of the memories that belong to the past. It's like reminiscent of reincarnation again.
I guess it kind of hints at the fact. I'm not sure. But yeah, I mean, you know, in Hollywood terms, if you have, you know, advanced technology, you can do anything. So you can pick up memories with a USB flash, you know, drive or whatever, and just, you know, transfer them to other human bodies. But I feel like it's a little bit different with reincarnation. Because, I
yes,
mean,
it
even,
is.
Even
but,
reincarnation itself.
But the memories still live on, like through the next person.
In reincarnation.
It's like the cloned person, all right? So it somehow looks very much similar to the idea of, like, reincarnation in this sense, that the soul in fact takes a new body.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I guess the soul really controls your body, right? So, you know, whatever you're used to do, you're used to doing, you kind of do the same thing, even if you're in a different body. I guess that's what the concept is, right?
I see. Okay, thank you very much, Brother Hussein and Sayyid Abdullah, for your being here with us, contributing to the program Viewpoint on IRIB English Radio. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We call ourselves the Infinite. We remember skills from all our past lives. It takes 10,000 hours to master a skill. How could you be after a million hours?
Pretty damn good. What do I know that you need so bad?
That's why you're here, to find out.
We have fought one another for centuries. But you can't stop what's coming.
The end of all things.
Is he blocked?
Well, well, well. We're gonna have to reset your memory.
You gonna drown me? I got a thing about drowning.
Which is?
I don't like it.
You know what, man? I like you this time around.
Shut up and turn it on.